Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
I paid for the murder before they determine the sex. Choosing our life over your life meant your death. And you never got a chance to even open your eyes. Sometimes I wonder as a fetus if you fought for your life. Would you have been a little genius in love with math? Would you have played in your school clothes and made me mad? Would you have been a little rapper like your Papa the Piper? Would you have made me quit smoking by finding one of my lighters? I wonder about your skin tone, the shape of your nose, and the way you would have laughed and talked fast and slow. Think about it every year, so I picked up a pen. Happy birthday, love you whoever you would have been. Happy birthday.
On this Friday, January the 22nd, we're getting various perspectives on the Roe v. Wade decision to legalize abortion in America, turning to an African-American woman's perspective on legalized abortion. Janique Stewart joins us. She's a former Crisis Pregnancy Center director and a speaker for Life Training Institute. Janique, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you for having me.
Is the pro-life cause, is it in some sense a civil rights issue?
Well, I believe absolutely that it is a civil rights issue, and especially when you look at civil rights, you think about those that no one is speaking up for or those that cannot speak for themselves. And so when you think of civil rights, you do think of other things that have happened in the past, whether it is something dealing with religion or specifically even when it comes to slavery or different types of injustices that have happened towards certain groups of people, I do think we have to discuss this issue about the unborn. A lot of times when you think about the civil rights issue, most people do not think of the unborn, but why do we intentionally leave them out? And especially when it comes to abortion, we have to be very honest that especially when it comes to the black child, we know they're being aborted more than any other ethnic group.
What do you bring what perspective do you bring to the defense of the unborn as a woman? As a woman.
Well, as a woman, obviously, as a female, I can have an abortion in the regard that it's legal for me to have an abortion. But I think what we need to look at this is a human rights issue. This is not about whether someone is woman or male. This is a human rights issue. So I think that what we need to really discuss is why are there so many abortions? And in fact, most people don't even realize how many there are. But I think that it's really important to talk about this from a perspective of ethnicity. Even right now, when you think about our culture, what conversation are people having right now, which is Black Lives Matter? Well, even when you look at violent crime and injustice, I think it's really important to point out that abortion is the number one killer among Blacks in the United States. When you look at, most people would think that it's violent crime. When you think of what's going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement, well, the reality is that since 1973, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, since 1973, there have been 354,000 violent crimes. So that means how many Blacks have died from violent crime since 1973. However, when you look at abortion since 1973, there are almost 16 million Blacks that have lost their life. In fact, there are more, that's the number one killer among Blacks, more than heart disease, more than cancer, accidents, and even violent crimes, even HIV/AIDS. So that is why it's so important that we have this discussion about how abortion is impacting the Black community.
You were the director of a crisis pregnancy center. Can you tell us what you learned during your time doing that?
Sure. When I was a director of the crisis pregnancy center, I can definitely say that most, what I learned the most is that most women, number one, did not realize what they were doing in that they were aborting a human being that was alive. You see, I think a lot of this has to do with education. A lot of people have been trained, and even as society, think about what you hear. Think of the bumper stickers that you read on people's cars. Well, it's just a clump of cells. Product of conception. Well, it's not really a human being. Even when you ask people, well, what is the unborn? And that is the fundamental question. That is what we do with the Life Training Institute, is train people to answer that one question, because that gets to the heart of it. And even when I was the clinic director, I specifically saw that people could not answer effectively that question, what is the unborn? And so when I began to see that, and you start to have that conversation, it opens up their eyes to see that this is much more than just a clump of cells. From the earliest stages of development, what does science tell us? That the unborn are distinct, living, whole human beings. It's a whole person. And so that's what I really think is so important that we get back to. What is the central question? Is what is the unborn? And believe it or not, Todd, a lot of women having abortions, we would think they would know all these things. But the reality is many of them don't. And we also have a culture that intentionally dehumanizes life in general, but especially dehumanizes unborn life.
Janique Stewart is our guest. We'll talk a little bit more with her on the other side of the break. We're getting an African-American woman's perspective on legalized abortion in America. When we come back, her thoughts on the fact that black lives are disproportionately affected and taken by abortion. Stay tuned. You'll find descriptions of real events and actual confessions of demonic encounters in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare in America. It's written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Robert Bennett. Afraid is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare in America.
Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. Mark Lutheran, Edmond, Oklahoma. Emmanuel Lutheran, Manchester, New Hampshire. University Lutheran Chapel, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Prince of Peace Lutheran, Freedom, Pennsylvania, Holy Cross Lutheran, O'Fallon, Missouri, St. Paul Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana, Christ Lutheran, Rochester, Minnesota, Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa, St. Peter's Lutheran, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Grace Lutheran, Wellsville, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.
One child, if you only knew just what your mama was planning to do.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this anniversary of Roe v. Wade, Friday, January the 22nd, we're getting an African-American woman's perspective on legalized abortion. Janique Stewart is our guest, former Crisis Pregnancy Center director and speaker for Life Training Institute. Janique, I want you to talk about the fact that black lives are disproportionately taken and affected by abortion in America.
Well, you know, I'm actually glad that you brought that point up, but I want to make sure for those who are listening that they understand what I mean by that. According to the 2010 census data, blacks make up about 12.6% of the U.S. population, but the CDC reports that black women account for 35% of all abortions, and that was just in 2009. So again, we see that there is a huge disparity that, again, only 12% of the population, but blacks are having almost 36% of all abortions. That's why that's important to kind of get that out there so that people understand, wow, this really is something that disproportionately impacts the minority community. But I also want to point out why that is. When you really kind of look at the history of abortion going all the way back to the eugenics movement and the ideology behind eugenics with Margaret Sanger, who, of course, was the founder of the Birth Control League, which later on became Planned Parenthood, the goal was to eradicate minority or, in their minds, useless populations. And, of course, the target of that was black. And even to this day, close to 70 to 80% of abortion clinics happen to be in minority neighborhoods. So that is why this really is important that we talk about that. You ask, you know, why is this happening? Well, part of it goes really back to what people may want to forget or maybe don't want to talk about, but there was, at the heart of it, eugenics. There was a racist motivation in the beginning, and unfortunately, that hasn't changed in that it's not as if those clinics have been taken out of minority neighborhoods. They still are there. But I also think, and to be fair, I also think that even though with Life Training Institute, you know, specifically we talk about the life aspect of this, but you did ask, why does it seem to be this disparity or why are there so many among black women? I think also we do have to have a discussion about, let's be honest, what causes pregnancy? It is sexual behavior. So we also have to consider that there is a lot of promiscuity within the black community. And, of course, if people are engaging in premarital sex, well, then guess what? They do not have that family unit there that is capable of sustaining that human life or that desire to do so because, again, they're engaging in premarital sex, and a lot of them do not want to have a child outside of marriage, and it's not just that. They don't want a child to inconvenience their life.
How do you respond to someone who says, well, abortion may be a necessary evil, but it's still it's pro-woman. It is giving a woman her own reproductive choice.
Well, number one, first, the term reproductive choice. The reality is, the time to choose is not after you already reproduced. Number one, she's already reproduced. When a woman is pregnant, she is what? With child. So science tells us, again, from the very earliest stages of development, at the moment of conception, a human being has already come into this world. That human being is already present. So even that term reproductive choice is actually inaccurate because she's already reproduced, number one. Number two, I like to ask the question when people say that is, how is it that it is pro-woman if a lot of who's being aborted half the time, I mean, if we consider it's a woman, it's a girl, it's a female baby that is being aborted. And I think what really helps people to understand this is one of the issues or one of the conversations people are having right now, Todd, is in regards to gendercide. If you think of what's happened in China, a lot of people are having the conversation now that China has actually had to change their one child policy to now two children. Why? Because there was a huge disparity. You see, there were 27 male babies born to every one female baby. They were killing the majority of what female babies, babies that were going to grow up to be a woman. So to me, the real war on women is actually abortion when you really think about it. So when people think, oh, but abortion actually affirms women, no, it actually doesn't. It is ending the life of all human beings. And whether it's a female or male, again, all human life is equal.
Finally, then, what do you say, what would you say to a young African-American woman who's contemplating abortion?
Okay. To any woman who is contemplating abortion, be whether she's Black or any other ethnicity, I think it really is important to ask the question, number one, what is the unborn? And second, what gives my baby value? What gives me value as a human being? So first, what is the unborn? The unborn is a human being. And because it's a human being, I do not have the right to end their life without just cause, without proper justification. And finances is not proper justification. Imagine if I had a two-year-old child and I said, I can no longer afford my two-year-old, so I'm going to end their life. You see, I believe that young lady that I would be talking to would not say, sure, absolutely, I'll support you in ending the life of your toddler. No. She would say, no, you can't do that. And then I'd ask, but why? And she would say, because it's a human being. You see, to every person that's listening, we have to remember the unborn is a human being, just like you and I, and just as we would never end the life of a two-year-old in the name of finances or because I want a relationship or because I want to go to college. Just we would never end their life because of those circumstances. We can never end the life of the unborn and think that that's proper justification. You see, the unborn is a human being just like you and I, and they have infinite value, intrinsic value, because of our human nature.
Janique Stewart is a former Crisis Pregnancy Center director and a speaker for Life Training Institute. You can find out more about Life Training Institute under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Janique, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you so much.